Good morning and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
All right, so here we have been going down our list of questions. On Friday, it was, when do you presently experience envy? How old do you feel? Record and listen. And then on Saturday, when do you presently experience anxiety? How old do you feel? Record and listen. And then finally, when do you presently experience courage? How old do you feel? Record and listen.
How fun.
How fun. So let's hear from our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, wow. Hi. Isaka from Lima. Hi. Oh, that was so unexpected. When do I experience, I really like the courage part because it's a thing that has changed a lot with practice. And my synonym for courage is yes, with exclamation mark, you know?
You realize you cannot say yes without courage.
Exactly.
Courage is required for yes.
Uh-huh. Exactly, and it really works for me because, I've been working on this yes thing for a bit now, and now every time I feel something withholding me, yes,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, I'm committed to yes, you know, like,
uh-huh.
And so I cannot hold back, you know. And
yes.
I'm committed to yes with an exclamation mark and a happy yes, not a yes we can and we have to suffer, you know, but
a joyous yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so this really, really represents courage for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so it's synonymous, isn't it?
Exactly.
Courage. And yes, and willingness and excitement and enthusiasm and all of those kinds of things, they all go together, don't they?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's
wonderful.
A very clear commitment, you know. So sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, I really don't feel, but then I can't because I committed to yes. So I have to go ahead with it, you know.
Yes. Exactly, and it's a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not waiting around to feel brave. You're not waiting around to feel like you want to participate or do whatever it is that you're being called to do. The commitment is there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There is no escape. Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You choose it. Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, thank mm-hmm. you, dear.
Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Gotcha.
Okay, gotcha.
It's so interesting, you know, to be on these calls and really just see how there are so many ways to approach the question, and that every way of approaching the question opens the door for one of us in that just lovely way.
Uh-huh.
You know, an invitation to yes is an act of courage.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually never thought of it that way.
I never did either. And yet, when mm-hmm. Isota says it, it's so
yes.
clearly so.
Exactly, so clearly so.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Goli.
Hello, Goli.
Hi, Goli.
Hello. So, in general, what was interesting to me, what stood out, is how old do I feel? Because I uh-huh. noticed that with everything so far, love, fear, hatred, guilt, embarrassment, envy, anxiety, I feel very young. I couldn't exactly put a finger on it, but I would say 0 to 10 years old. And the only one that was different was courage, which I felt much older, like an adult, you know, over 30 or 40 years old. And yeah, that was so interesting. Everything, I thought, oh gosh, maybe I can't be creative enough. Everything, I feel young, until I got the courage. And then I thought, no, I feel older here, you know.
And I wonder if the courage that you didn't recognize as courage going through all those other places is what enables you to face all of those other places where you feel, where you're feeling quite young.
Could you say a little more about that?
Well, well, that what brought you to practice, what has supported your practice, encouraged you, kept you practicing, enabled you to face all of these other kinds of life experiences that a child experiences, but can't deal with, you know, would just be stuck in, that the, that you were able to encounter those, face those, work on those, begin to make peace with those, move past those. How did you do that?
So even though maybe I
courage to do that.
Right. So as I'm listening to you, you know, what I think it is that because a lot of those are uncomfortable for me, or they're labeled as wrong feelings, then I don't recognize the courage in those.
Yes, exactly. You don't recognize the courage that is enabling you to come up against that discomfort and make enough peace with it to keep going. Because you have, right? Even though all of those, all of those, you still would have that perhaps on occasion very young identification when it comes to those, whatever we call them, feelings or emotions or states or whatever they are. The courage keeps bringing you back to seeing at a deeper level, to seeing clearer, to having a larger perspective, to finding acceptance, to bringing compassion to, and it's that, the courage. So we could almost, what would we call that courage? Authenticity, or an experience of the intelligence animating, or Buddha nature? Or... What is it that makes us, enables us to keep going in the face of all that negativity and judgment and fear, and what the, what conditioning, what karmic conditioning does to a human being? What, how do we keep going? Well, you might have just closed in on the how of that.
So the courage is always there with me, even though I'm not allowed to see it sometimes.
I suspect that, don't you?
I do.
Yeah. Now that you've seen it, I suspect you'll begin to recognize that, oh, well, that's what that is. That's how I continue to say yes. That's how I continue to show up. That's what's enabling me to do that. I've just never seen it as a kind of as a thing.
Very good. I will look out for courage.
Yeah. That's fun, isn't it? All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Goli.
Gotcha.
Thanks, Goli. Two things were dropping in for me about that, Sherry. One is, we are so conditioned to have associations to labels that that's a process by which we're not allowed to see something for what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That if courage is you know, it's the I don't know, whatever the association is with the lion in the Oz story, or lack thereof, or whatever it is that we project courage is, then it actually closes us off to its to the experience of it in many, many, many circumstances. And so then we are told we're not, we don't have courage, or we're anxious, or when an entire life is lived from that place of courage.
Yes, yeah, that's big, isn't it? So mm-hmm. the focus, I'm directed to focus attention on anxiety and hear stories about what's wrong with me, that I'm somehow afraid or cowardly or whatever it is. That's who I am, because I'm feeling this anxiety, which, of course, those voices are fostering and perpetuating, but at any rate. So that's what I'm told that I am, and I don't get to notice that I keep showing up and I keep facing it and I keep doing what needs to be done in spite of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that was my second observation, is that there's no other more courageous endeavor than doing a spiritual practice. Because it requires going up against everything known and everything that is what we are, that we have to be willing to turn over, you know, surrender, mm-hmm. let go, and it puts up a huge amount of resistance to doing that. I mean, it's the adventure into the unknown, right? Which is the mm-hmm. most courageous thing you can do.
Right.
Is not to know.
Yeah. And that's what we're kept from recognizing and owning.
Mm-hmm. 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 And acknowledging, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's hear from our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, this is Judy.
Hello, Judy.
Hey, Judy.
Hello. So I saw in all of these rectangles that I felt my age with courage and love, and the rest of them, I felt much younger.
Aha. Uh-huh. And what did you see about that?
So I saw that I'm able to separate all of the, you know, envy, anxiety, hatred, and be the mentor to those younger parts of me who feel that way
mm-hmm.
through courage and love.
Aha. Uh-huh. Which I project has been a lifelong process that probably, as we've been talking about this morning, wasn't recognized for what it was until you got to do these little exercises.
Mm-hmm. Yep, to see them all together in one
mm-hmm.
page.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And that the love and courage is mm-hmm. what's been sustaining you
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
right along.
Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 absolutely. Mm. I did not see that until seeing all of them together, like all of
mm-hmm.
your children together. Right.
Right. And there's mom. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or exactly. Mom and dad, we could say.
Mm-hmm.
The love and the courage.
Yep.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if, when
mm-hmm.
we talk about wisdom and compassion, it's that same kind of pairing of the qualities, the traits of mm-hmm. of life manifesting that are innate, that embrace human incarnation out of suffering into freedom.
Mm. So the wisdom and compassion manifesting to embrace. What was the last part you said?
Well, to embrace what experiences itself, the human incarnation experiencing
mm-hmm.
itself as small and weak and frightened
mm-hmm.
and incapable, and we move from that identification. I mean, technically, I suppose we could say we start out with the wisdom and compassion, and then we get convinced that
mm-hmm.
we are actually all of these, this weakened condition, which is why we're willing to listen to those hateful voices. And then we begin to move through that. What's guiding us? Well, we could say the wisdom and compassion, or the love and the courage. And increasingly, as we turn attention to that, that becomes, we realize that that's in fact what we are, and realizing that that's what we are, we can, there's almost a feeling of reaching back and embracing that which experiences itself outside of the wisdom and compassion, and we embrace it into that wisdom and compassion, and there's joy and freedom and all those lovely things that...
So it's not a sense of getting something new, trying to learn something new, but going back to love and compassion.
Which I think the realization that that is authentic nature, that is what we are and what we always have been, and that all of this other stuff that we've been convinced we should believe is just what it is, nonsense.
Wow.
It's big, isn't it?
Yeah. Lovely, lovely.
Yeah. And as people are talking about it this morning, the thing that I find so fascinating and exciting is that it's all just happening. You know, it's not, we could almost say in spite of us, which is not true. It's certainly happening in spite of ego, you know, that we just keep going along, saying yes, being willing and being transformed without really needing to do very much except just follow the lead of the heart.
Not a lot of efforting and striving.
Yeah.
And
In fact, we could say quite the opposite. The more we, relax and let go and say yes and smile and be kind and grateful, the easier everything is.
Gliding,
yes, yeah.
Gliding.
Not coasting, gliding.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Judy.
Thanks, Judy. There were so many things about that conversation, Sherry, but the part that just resonated so much is the coming home. You know, that it isn't that we're not what we already seek, and what's seeking us doesn't always, that we're not sought. It's the process by which what was once expansive and then gets telescoped into something and something much more narrow is allowed to fall away. And then we just rest back in what has always been, but just never experienced, right?
Yes, yes. That kind of the theme of this, that it's always been there. We just didn't realize it as a thing. We didn't we didn't see it for what it is.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing that about ignorance, right? It's what we are trained to ignore. And now we just attend to, and that becomes true, as opposed to having to create something or effort something into existence. It's truly a shift of attention to what has been so far, not in conscious awareness. And it's almost like we reclaim things. And when you were talking about those aspects of ourselves that are left behind, within quotes, are just reclaimed by the embracing. You know, it's not, it's like bringing into awareness that which has been ignored.
Yes. Yeah. And when you say that shift in attention, it's getting to that place of realizing or asking ourselves, because the realization is already there, what if everything that ever happened to me because I'm loved?
Yeah. Brings us to a completely different orientation. Almost as if the forgetting has to be part of the remembering.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Boy, that puts it in a, that gives us a perspective, doesn't it? Because we can't really appreciate how glorious this is if we don't first have an experience of not realizing how glorious it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that, you know, obviously I don't know if there's anything to that, but it certainly works that way.
Yes, it's experientially true, not absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, they're, you know, absolute is such a whatever. But let me bring another caller before I descend into another philosophical conversation. There we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello. Can you hear
me?
Hello. Yes. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Who's here? Great. I'm not sure. This is Richard.
Hi, Richard.
I'm not sure which device I'm supposed to be talking to. Can you hear my voice now?
Absolutely. You sound great.
Okay.
Whoops.
Great.
I've got an echo, but you sound good.
Okay. I'm hearing you perfectly clearly. Wow, I'm so happy to get through. I had that relatively emotionally disastrous experience, unfortunately, out there at the monastery. But I did, as Chris said, I did make it 5 days.
That's right. Yes, exactly. That,
right.
What a perspective. Perfect.
Right, right. And so I'm just, I got comfortable enough to put myself in the queue. And
good
I, yeah. And I it was just a perfect storm, that expression of things that caused me to be practically in a stupor, unfortunately. I have this problem with the heat, and the heat was especially bad. And in any event, I was really, really loving the teachings that Chris and Ashwini were doing. And anyway, so now I'm back with the yearly retreat show. I won't be able to do any kind of retreat, I feel, until I deal with certain health problems I have, some obesity and other stuff, too, as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, Richard, that is that can be an inspiring motivation, right? You know there are these things that you want to do, and you know you need to take care of yourself in order to be able to do them. So that can be an extra little part of the commitment. You know, when the voices want to talk you into, oh, well, it doesn't really, just this once, go ahead and think, no, because there are things that I want to do in this life, and I have to be healthy to do them. So I'm going to choose good health.
Absolutely, yes, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so I'm definitely on the positive side of, or well, what is it exactly? I'm always poor with the words on these type of things, but I'm being there with what is and
mm-hmm.
accepting it, and I realize that there's infinite openness and possibility because of the reality of the unconditional love and joy that is our basic being.
Yes, yes, yes. And getting that, so going through what was a really difficult circumstance, and getting to that conclusion, oh my goodness, right? That is, as they say, worth the price of the ticket.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you're back home, safe and sound, and taking good care of yourself. That's good
yes.
to know. All
yes.
right.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Richard.
Got a show. Bye-bye.
Got a show. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Richard. Sherry, I think we have time for one more caller, so here we go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Steve from Long Island.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. I experience the courage, kind of, whenever I actually choose to do something. I spend a lot of time waiting and not deciding, but then when I choose, it seems like I'm just kind of moved to continue.
And Steve, are you saying you're aware of it at the time, or in looking at it as a process, you realize that courage is there every time you actually say yes and begin to move in a direction?
I think I realized it when I was doing this exercise, not really at the time.
Okay. Yeah. So you'll realize it going forward.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah, there's actually, once I've made the decision and made the choice, that I'm getting a lot of help, like a universe worth.
A universe worth of help.
Yeah.
I like that. That is what we have, isn't it? Whenever we say yes and agree, we get a universe worth of help. Help.
Yes, I like the agreeing part. That is important.
Mm-hmm. Well, because doesn't it feel like that life is saying, well, you know, you could do this, you could do that. How about that? Right? Because stuff is coming to us all the time. All these offers are coming to us all the time. And conditioning is saying, no, no, no. And then there's that little opening and something resonates and we say, I would do that. And then whoosh, there's all that support.
Which makes sense because, in a sense, it's the universe that was offering that opportunity in the first place. So it's
yes.
Kind of saying, well, yeah, here it is. So.
Yes, that's such a good point. If I'm not holding up my hand saying no, then that entire offering is here. It's present. It's available. And I can take advantage of it. It's only me holding my hand up saying no to life that is keeping at bay everything that we choose. And, you know, everything we want, everything our heart wants.
This is fun.
It is, isn't it? It's so much better than the alternative, isn't it?
Much.
No. All right. Thank you, Steve.
Welcome, Sherry. I'm sure.
Go happy.
Go happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
thanks,
bye-bye.
Steve. Bye-bye. Sherry, we have about 2 minutes. And I'm going to use that not only for our next assignment, but to announce something that is just stupendous.
So exciting.
It is so,
so
exciting.
Exciting.
It is unbelievably exciting. And the exciting news is that we solicited funding for an app version of the year-long radio show from last year, Project Joy. And I'm happy to announce that Project Joy, the app, is now available on the Apple Store and on the the Google Play Android version of it is also available. And it is exquisite. A deep gusher to Bob, who basically stewarded this process through development and design. And it's now available to all of Sangha. And we'll be sending out details around how to access the application and download it to your phone. If you did donate to this to the funding of the application, you'll receive a special email about how to get the app for free. But it's there, 365 days of quotes, assignments, and the radio show associated to each day, and this really nifty recording ability to record your insights and your experiences within the app related to that assignment. And so it's just one of those dreams that have finally made it into reality. And so
I hope everybody
takes advantage of it.
Yeah, and I know how hard you and Bob worked to make this happen. And so I'm very appreciative to both of you Because when you first mentioned this to me, I thought, whoa, I can't even imagine how that would ever come into being. And to me, it has happened in a shockingly short period of time. I got to see it. I'm so impressed and so excited and hopeful that people love it. And it's just one more of those practice supports that when we talk about recording and listening, here's another thing that a person can be doing instead of being lost in distraction inside and outside the head. So
it's lovely because I've been using it, and then you could just get to the assignment today and listen to the radio show and make your recording. It's like you could do the entire year-long retreat over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. So people can be doing this one.
Yes. Well, and you know, and not to get ahead of myself, and I haven't yet broken this news to Bob, but you know, this entire radio show could be made available as our next app on the same platform, and we'll call it the How app or whatever it is. But you know, it's exciting to have practice available in another modality completely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's great. Thank you so much. And special thanks to the people who donated so generously to make this happen, right? They're going to get this for free. There's no comparison between what was given and the price, but we hope the value is there for them. Much gratitude to all those generous people.
Yeah. And I think that's such an important aspect of this project is, you know, it would have been a good idea for us to do and then just basically put together an offer out there. But this happened because Sangha said yes and made it happen. Yeah. You know, it's magnificent that way in the participation that produced this outcome. And there are just no words.
Yeah, we can say that about this and then we can extrapolate. Because that is true of every aspect
Everything.
Of practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you,
everybody. Thanks, Ashwini.
Thank you.
Oh, and our assignment, Cherry, was when you presently experience jealousy, how old do you feel? Record and listen.
Mm. All right. Good Lord willing. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, Cherry.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.